All right, on this episode of MMA Canada Radio, very excited to be talking with an individual competing at a looming UFC fight night transpiring on March the 16th. And it's a very curious bantamweight bout set to go down as Charlampos Gregorio takes on Chad and Helliger, and great having Chad on MMA Canada Radio. How's your day going so far, man?
You know, I'm having a great day. Friday's a good one. I got my training gets started pretty soon. I push pretty hard today, and then I take a break tomorrow, so I get energized for my Fridays.
Yeah, and I guess when did this fight initially kind of get on your radar? Because it looks like per a report from MMA, it looks like you had replaced an injured opponent and, you know, settled into this fight. Like, I guess when did you initially get word that this opportunity would be available?
It was fairly short notice, but I had enough notice for a camp. I think I was about 8 weeks or 9 weeks when I got the call that there was the opportunity, and we took it right there on the phone. So I definitely got a good full camp in, and sometimes it's nice to do that a little bit quicker before you overthink, overanalyze, overtrain. And I'm always in the gym, I'm always ready, and that 8-9 week period gives me, you know, perfect amount of time to really peak properly. So yeah, and we loved the matchup. Like, it just jumped off the paper. I think it's a great fight. So yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, and I'd be curious to have you expound upon that. Like, what represents, you know, this being like such a great matchup where you're like, oh yeah, I gotta, you know, hop on this one. Like, what's going on with that?
You know, it's guys that really want to fight exciting. And exciting doesn't necessarily just mean, you know, stand up or anything like that, but just a high pace, high action fight. I know that that's his style. Lots of striking. He can mix in the grappling. Whenever I'm looking at fights these days, it's changed a lot as my career's grown. But I'm looking for guys that are going to help me put on a great performance. And you need the right people for that sometimes. And I know that he's exciting. He fights hard. We'll be able to mix it up all over. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, based on how you're, you know, relaying the information, I mean, it strikes me as someone that you've, you know, seen, you know, compete previously, like on Contender Series, getting that 1 minute stoppage they did, and then previous efforts with Combat FC as well as CFFC from what I'm seeing. Like, this strikes me as a guy you're fairly familiar with, or is that mostly, I guess, like your coaches and whatnot kind of like dissecting the tape and then kind of intersecting it with your approach, I guess?
Yeah, it usually comes after the fact once I get a name. Like, there's just so many guys out there that, you know, you don't know everybody all the time. But he was on my radar a little bit because I'm always, you know, staying up on the Contender Series. And I saw his fight there. Whenever there's a fight, you know, in my weight class, I'm always kind of watching it. I know he brings a bit of a striking, more traditional striking background from some kickboxing and Muay Thai fights. So, I think it's going to be a really exciting matchup. Somebody that's not afraid to exchange on the feet, but we can mix it up everywhere. I think it's going to be fan friendly.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a very intriguing fight, and something that I was kind of, you know, seeing in the lead up to this. I can't remember what the outlet was that had posted the article, but it was talking about the backstory to like how you came to train with Champions Creed MMA, and I thought it was really interesting. Like, I think like kind of earlier on in your MMA journey, you'd had a couple setbacks against some of the guys from that gym, and you basically were like, hey, I need to, you know, figure this out. Like, I'm really putting in the work in the gym, but there's something that's missing in my game. I just thought that was so cool, and it's clearly paid dividends. Can you kind of talk about, I guess, the backstory on how you came to become part of the Champions Creed MMA fold with Brian Bird and everyone?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I was just talking about it recently. We were doing a seminar at the gym, and it was kind of a good chance to reflect. But, you know, I was working as hard as I knew how to work, and I wanted to win, and I knew I could be good, but I was struggling, and I was going up and down with wins and losses at my old gym. And, you know, there was one fighter in particular, Noah Ali, that beat me in pro MMA, and then we had a grappling tournament later, a couple months later, and I thought it was going to be my good chance at redemption, and it wasn't. He beat me again and broke my ankle, and I had all kinds of problems. And instead of, you know, coming up with excuses, I just knew that they were doing something right, and I wanted to be part of it. So I had to swallow my pride and walk in. And Brian really put me through the ringer too, because I already had some pro fights, but I didn't have a very good record. And, you know, he made me he gave me a white belt. He made me start from the very beginning. He made me prove it every step of the way. So I did. And in that process, it also obviously really, really beefed up my skills too. So a lot of people ask me questions about the early part of my career and what I would change because, you know, I was 2-5. I'd lost 3 in a row. And I don't think anybody would ever wish that start to their career. But where I'm at now, I feel like I wouldn't change it because the chances of changing it and getting a better outcome than I've had, I think are non-existent because I'm pretty happy where I ended up. And that was part of my process. It took longer and I'm a little bit stubborn sometimes. So that was my way of getting to where I want to be. But I know I'm there now. I'm feeling great. I got my black belt under Brian. I'm running my own Champions Creek gym here in Calgary. I've got everything that I could possibly want. So, you know, even though I started off rocky, I definitely wouldn't change a thing because it got me where I am now.
Well, I think that's what's inspiring about it because I feel like certain people might get too preoccupied in certain aspects of that. But, I mean, you're ultimately shaped by whatever your experiences are. Like, there's someone that could maybe go the route of being like, oh, maybe this isn't working out and kind of resign themselves to what they think their situation is. But I think it's really commendable that you've been able to, I guess, do that, like kind of look in the mirror as it were and be like, you know what, there's some things I need to shore up here. And I mean, obviously has worked out with like Rise FC Gold and multiple UFC fights now. So yeah, I mean, everyone has their own journey, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some people learn faster than me or they make better decisions than me, but you know, in the end, I do feel like I really found my path, and I'm actually really thankful for it because not everybody's able to. And yeah, I'm really, really thankful. Like even these fights I had with Noah back in the day, if those things didn't happen, I don't know. Maybe my life would be a lot different. So as frustrating as they were at the time to lose, things like that, I really think helped shape my future, and I'm pretty happy with it. So.
Yeah, for sure. And you've had some exemplary performances so far. And I mean, that Jesse Strader fight was an incredible finish. Is that kind of like almost what we're looking for in this next one? I mean, you're talking about like wanting to, or rather like he kind of like blends with your style in a way that looks like it would be an exciting fight on paper, which is a sentiment I agree with. Like, are we looking to almost top the Jesse Strader knockout? Is that kind of how you perceive it? Or is it almost more of like a be in that flow state and, you know, kind of be adaptable with what may or may not happen in the fight and all?
You know, I can handle the fights wherever they go, whatever happens. But I do see this fight being similar in ways to the Strader fight because he, you know, Charlampos has a lot of confidence and in his own striking. And I know he's okay to stand in front and to trade and to exchange. But that's going to end up being his detriment for sure because his striking is a little bit, you know, polished in the kickboxing Muay Thai world. But I've been doing MMA a lot longer, and my MMA striking is really on another level. And I know I'm going to be able to make him pay. And I really see a knockout coming, and it's kind of up to him if it comes early or late. But it is coming.
So it's almost like your striking is much more, I guess, like smoothly blended into like an MMA kind of context, whereas maybe his Muay Thai in like an isolated specific way, like, oh, that's good Muay Thai, but maybe not, I guess, as smoothly amalgamated to consider all MMA facets. Is that basically the gist of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, straight Muay Thai for Muay Thai, kickboxing for kickboxing. I know he's really skilled. He could even have an advantage there. But I know in the cage when we're mixing in takedowns, the type of pressure, the type of movements, I have the advantage when it comes to striking versus anybody.
No, it's great. And as much as it's an individual pursuit you're on, and at least in like a competitive kind of context, but it's cool that you've been, you know, repping for Airdrie and stuff like that and putting them on the map. Like, has that been kind of a fun part of the journey? I feel like maybe sometimes, depending on the guys you're talking to, maybe they kind of like, you know, put you in that Calgary kind of area, which, I mean, you do train out of Champions Creed, which is in there, but it's like, yeah, I mean, kind of, it's like, you know, Calgary adjacent a bit, and I'm Airdrie repping, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I've moved around a little bit, so like I've been in Alberta is kind of how I see myself because I grew up in a small town called Consort. I spent most of my time there when I was younger, like, you know, from age 4 till I graduated high school. So I still have, you know, a special place for that town, you know, my hometown. Then I lived in Calgary for, you know, 8-9 years before I ventured out a little bit to Airdrie. So I don't feel like I'm just kind of one place. I'm kind of Albertan. But yeah, Calgary / Airdrie, they're becoming so close now, and so similar that they don't really have that much separation anymore. So yeah, you can call me Calgary, you can call me Airdrie. As long as you're supporting me, I'm good.
Yeah, fair enough. I like the Alberta kind of like broader distinction, though. I think it definitely tells the fuller kind of story. I guess like part of why I referenced it too, though, is, and it kind of illustrates how long it's been since I've talked to you, to be honest, Chad, but I saw you were inducted into that, you know, elite athlete wall, city of Airdrie and everything like that. Like, what was that whole experience like? That must have been cool.
You know, it is cool. And I always have a really hard time, you know, in the moment, appreciating things like that, because I'm just so go. I just want to get to the next thing. I want to keep progressing, and it's hard to reflect on a career when you're still in it. Like, I'm still building things, I'm still adding things, so a lot of the times those moments kind of slip past me, but I got a lot of good people around me that help me to remember to try and you know, make the most of it. And that was pretty special, the Airdrie, you know, getting onto the wall, the little mini wall of fame here. And you know, it's just nice to kind of get that feeling that, you know, I have a lot more to do, but it does feel nice to know that you have accomplished something. I mean, all this hard work, this blood, sweat, tears for years and years and years, you know, there's some payoff there.
Yeah, for sure. It was cool to see, man. And you speak to, like, the, I guess, like, athlete/fighter life, where it's almost like the hyper fixation on what's next. But it also seems like you're talking about things in almost like a broader goal kind of way. Like, I mean, obviously this next fight is of paramount focus, but like, what does represent like a broader goal or thing you want to actualize into reality as you're still along with this career, as you kind of said?
You know, the goals are constantly moving and constantly changing for me. Like, what I'm really after right now is as much experience as I can get. So I have an opportunity, anybody in the UFC does, they have this kind of rare opportunity to have these experiences that nobody will ever be, I mean, very few people will ever get. So traveling, fighting in front of big crowds, fighting on TV, putting yourselves in these type of situations that only a few small amount of people actually have access to, these type of situations. So I just want to make the most of it. I want as much as I can get from the UFC. I want the travel, I want the big fights, I want, you know, to be on TV. I want to get as much out of it as I possibly can as far as the experiences go. You know, obviously I want to progress, I want to win fights. That's always part of me. Like, that's almost like a no-brainer. I don't even have to say that. Fighters want to win, and fighters want to climb up ladders, and they want to chase those accolades. But I'm really chasing experiences too. I've really loved my time with them, and I want it to continue, and I want more, and I want, you know, to fight people from all over the world. I want to travel all over the world doing it. I want to meet different fans, and you know, it's not fame, but it's experience. I guess this is a very rare opportunity that I have that most people would never have, and I just want to get the most out of it, man. I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, it makes me feel like I'm doing the most that I can with my life. And it's a very good feeling.
No, I love hearing that, man. And it comes across in like a few different interviews. Like, I was seeing one interview where you were talking about like, oh, I know it sounds crazy, you know, as these fights are getting bigger and bigger, but there's almost less pressure in a certain sense, just because you're, you know, at that, you know, UFC level and doing these great things that you want to do. So that's kind of an interesting sort of place to be in, because there is the obvious, I guess, intrinsic stresses that are probably at play with like taking on these bigger and bigger fights. But to describe it as like, you almost feel like less pressure in a sense because of where you're at. I mean, I think that maybe speaks to like a certain level of gratitude potentially. Is that what you think is going on there with all that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the chase is so hard. Like, you're trying, you spend years and years fighting locally and around Canada, and you're trying to find the right opponents that can help move you up. And then you still have to win these fights against tough local guys that nobody knows. The grind is very hard. And if you don't kind of get a chance to enjoy once you make it up to the higher level, you're just never going to get a chance, because you're not going to enjoy it when you're done, when you're retired. So for me, I'm proud of what I've accomplished so far, and that means everything from now on is just kind of gravy, you know, it's all extra. It's like anything that happens, good or bad, it's like I'm already super happy, super satisfied, and allows me to be a little bit more free, a little bit more in the moment, enjoy it. And also, it's allowing me to fight my best fights, because the pressure of trying to win and your record and to get into the UFC is insane. I mean, there's so much pressure on guys that haven't made it. And once you do, for me, the pressure came way down, and then it was just like, okay, we finally, you know, worked our butt off. We made it here. Now let's have some fun with it. Finally, you know, fight some fun fights, cool matchups, try different techniques. Like, don't just go in there with that same, you know, grind it mentality where it's, you know, you're trying to get to the big stage. It's like, you made it. So what are you going to do with it now? Like, you got to have some fun. You got to show off and show out a little bit. And I feel like I'm kind of encompassing that now, and it's letting me fight my best fights. So I'm really excited to get back in there again.
Yeah, and just the amount of things you had on the go. I mean, like, as you were kind of like rising up to Contender Series and stuff like that, I mean, like, concurrently teaching at Champions Creed, and then like some of the work you were doing as like a, you know, boat service manager at Bass Pro Shops. Like, it's like, it's not just, I mean, it's training enough to get to the point of being in the UFC, but the fact that you're kind of like serving all these masters, like juggling all these balls, as it were, like, yeah, a lot going on for sure, speaks to the work ethic and that longer term focus and idea you had of this, it seems like.
Yeah, for me, that's just the way my brain works. I mean, I actually, it's actually not a good thing. I struggle to take breaks and to, you know, to slow down. Like, if I'm sick or have like a day off or for something, like, I'm at my most miserable. Like, I hate being like that, and I don't know how to not do anything. I don't know how to slow down. So it's definitely can be a detriment at times. But I'm a guy that I perform best when I'm at like max capacity, running from one thing to the next, staying as busy as I can. That's kind of how I perform best. So yeah, it's been a lot, and for a long time. Like, I've been doing this for a long time, where, you know, working that full-time job, training twice a day around it, still trying to fight, still trying to have a home life. You know, I've gotten better balance in the last couple of years once I made the UFC and I opened my own Champions Creed. So now martial arts is my whole life. You know, I didn't have to work a 9-to-5 as well. So that's definitely helped the balance. But I don't know, I'm just kind of wired that way. I love the pressure. I love doing more. Like, it makes me feel, you know, satisfied, I guess is the word. But yeah, I'm always chasing and wanting to do more and add more to my plate. And yeah, eventually it might kill me, but for now I can handle it. So the more the better.
Yeah, well, excited to see how it reflects in this upcoming performance here. Always fun watching you fight, Chad. But like I was saying before, I definitely want to be mindful of your broader schedule today and what you're getting up to. So I figured I'd kind of put the ball in your court and see if maybe there was like a final parting thought that you wanted to add as we're kind of wrapping up, man.
You know, nothing too major. I'm pretty focused at this point. We're a little just over 2 weeks out of the fight. I appreciate the support, the love. I feel like I have a lot of positive support in my fight career, win or lose. So I want to keep that going, and I treat that, you know, I really appreciate that, and I'm not going to lose the people that support me. Every time I go out there, that's what I'm fighting for. The wins, you know, they should be coming with it, but the fight, I'm really out there to make sure my fans are happy. They're still my fans, and I carry that weight going into every fight, no matter what. I'm going to fight hard, so that's going to happen again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to, you know, peep your fight at, you know, UFC Fight Night, a, you know, fun TV card going on March 16th there, so I'll be checking that out, and definitely excited for this Cherilampos Gregoriou bout. And thanks so much for coming on MMA Canada Radio, Chad. Like I said, I'll be checking out the fight when it goes down, but until then, you have a good rest of your day, and thank you for the time.
Yeah, thanks for fitting me in, buddy. Appreciate it.